Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Now Jalen Green, dribble drive, stops, brings it back out. Shot clock at 10. Dribbles again to the paint. Spins it outside to Tari Eason. He'll drive on Curry. Goes up, blocked by Looney. Loose ball deflected out to Jabari Smith. He'll shoot it. No good. And the rebound to Looney. To Buddy Hield. He's got 3 seconds. He's got two. From half court, pulls up for a three. It's good! Buddy Hield knocks one in from midcourt at the buzzer. And the Warriors take a four-point lead to the bench at the end of the first quarter.
Bow, bow, bow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Tim Roy on the call last night, along with Tom Tolbert, right here on 95.7 The Game. You can hear every Warrior game right here on 95.7 The Game, starting tomorrow, Game 1 versus the Timberwolves. 6:30 start. That means 5:30 Warriors live. And then afterwards, I got to believe it's our guy Evan and Grandy.
Just Grandy tomorrow. I'll
just
have game
Grandy.
Two.
All right. Just Grandy. Our guy's working, by the way.
Oh, who?
Evan.
Yeah.
Evan's working. No, seriously. Hey, by the way.
You counting his chicken? That was odd. He's working. We know that.
Evan's pretty high in San Francisco. I don't know if you guys knew this.
My man getting it in.
Only you.
Well, I'm thrown off. Something happened during the break. If I can bring it up, I'll bring it. You want to know? Risotto just...
I was going to thank you about something, but thank you for something.
Let's do that first.
I'll forget.
Because I like your shirt, man.
Appreciate you asking about my headaches this morning.
Oh, no. I think about you, man.
They're kind of gone away.
That's really weird.
As quickly as they've come, they've...
Did you take anything for them, or it just naturally?
Just like aspirin and stuff, but the last few days of
Well, this is how I know if you're feeling good. Did you golf this weekend?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I golfed yesterday morning.
Not good.
Huh?
Not good.
Oh. No, you're right. Not good. Great.
Give us a number.
78.
Now stop.
78.
Dibs on fair fight.
In your eye. He doesn't.
Yeah, you guys a website that you guys input your scores and you can follow. He didn't play, though. No, but he can tell me if it's on there, 74.
78.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, real quick about the Bow Bow. I just saw Butcher and Bonte. They had Buddy Hield on, the Splash Brother, and they attempted to do it. Let's just say to my two dudes, my brothers, Snidey, keep your day jobs. But it's really just riding the Bronco dance.
You gotcha.
Yeah. You couldn't cut a rug if you had a knife.
That's a five.
You don't have to answer.
That's a great one.
No. You're the dude, Michael Jackson, standing on the wall.
I
get it. I want to hug you.
I don't dance in Northern California under any circumstances. Now.
Oh.
Redding?
No.
Yeah, no, Redding.
In Pennsylvania, Northern California, I'll never dance. Southern California, if I'm in a room with nobody I know and there's no cameras, possibly.
Oh, man.
I mean.
But they tried it. They look
basically
good.
It's like the upper Midwest is the only place I'll dance.
Oh, man.
But it's got to, things have to really fall into place.
I got it real quick. Yeah. Buddy knows, Stoney, you can't live off this. Because if you go on 1-for-8 tomorrow the next day, people are, they're coming.
Disagree.
Like, Stoney, now come on. I love you, buddy, but just, we got to get some more. Not that, but Stoney, 1-of-8 or 0-for-7. They'll forget this thing
second. I won't let them.
I'm telling you how they think, man.
Okay. If Buddy doesn't make a shot in this series, it doesn't change the fact that
man.
They wouldn't have gotten there without him.
You might be on to something. Hopefully we don't find out.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Kabir in Detroit. See, now that's a place where if things fell into place, you might see me cut a rug. Detroit. What's up, Kabir?
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
I've been listening to 95.7 all morning at work. That's what I've been doing pretty much.
Cool.
Every YouTube channel that they had, I'm just listening all about the Warriors. It was filled with anxiety after Friday. Saturday, I just shut everything off. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just like, I was just living back the memories of 2016, which I felt like I was just getting over that to have this happen again. I'm like, God, I'm not going to be able to do anything this whole summer if this happens again. My goodness. They showed out the big three, Buddy freaking Hield. I said, bye-bye, Rockets. Man, these guys were annoying the crap out of me. This guy, every one of their faces, every time I, especially Fred VanVleet, too, especially after 2019 finals, I felt like this guy was just, every time he plays us, anything he throws up, he goes in like, bro, why against us? But I'm just like, man, I woke up. I had a great day at work. I could not be any happier for us to close the series. Bring on Minnesota. I'm not scared. Ant-Man, who? He's going to be locked down. We're going to find something for him. I'm not worried, but like I said, then again, as the age, how much is it going to be a factor in this series? Given we could have had some nice few days of rest, instead we went to Game 7, the distance, one day in between. But you know what? I've seen that before, where a team's well rested with other guys, they were playing for their lives to stay alive. Guess what? Oftentimes I see them come out and like, you know, take their game one because the other team's like, okay, we're well rested, we got this. You know, they're going to be old, tired. Whatever we got them, right? No, we can. I can see us taking game one because Minnesota probably just sitting comfortably at home. The legs are kind of like, okay, too relaxed. By the time it gets warmed up, guess what? Game one's over with. Warriors 1-0, baby. Let's go.
Yes, all right, Kabir, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Ant-Man's got a list I don't like, Stoney. If somehow he were to get us, it would be three names he could add to it.
And trust me, Kabir, you'll get sick of the Timberwolves' faces, too. You will. Because they're kind of similar to Houston in defensively. I do think Houston's better than them defensively.
But offensively, they don't play through the center. Like, there's no Shingun in this series, man. Nas Reed, I mean, he can bang, Stoney, but he does his stuff from the outside.
Well, the guy who was absolutely terrific.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Julius Randle
no
in
doubt.
Game one.
I'm worried
game,
about
the
that.
The first series.
Man, that's a bull in the china shop, man.
I mean, that's the guy that I think Draymond's going to guard.
Man.
Or have to
so
guard.
So he's got another boxing match then. I totally forgot. Your boy, man. Julius Randle. He's got some bricks in the back pocket.
Is that good?
Yes. Thunder.
What does it mean?
Like he's strong in the ass.
Yeah. Well, no, he had a great series.
Oh,
I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots. But, you know, the one problem with Randle is you got to be careful he doesn't get caught up in trying to do too much against Draymond. Or how does that usually work out? You got to be judicious. Judicious. Let's go to DJ in San Jose. Hey, DJ, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah, so I was just looking back on the Timberwolves games that we played in the regular season, and I realized that Jimmy Bowler is not the only person that we didn't have in those games. So I'm looking at Quentin Post for this series because he's going to be the one that's going to bring Rudy Gobert out of the paint. So he's going to have all the shots he wants, and that's where we have to start to beat these guys. That's what I think.
Appreciate the call. You know, that's something we can really get into tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because
I can't wait.
Here's the thing that's...
What you got? What you got?
If you look at the team, this is what's going to be a big part of the show tomorrow. You know, the fact that the Warriors beat the Timberwolves 3 out of 4, but neither team's... The Timberwolves have the same personnel, but they're kind of a different team. Listen to this. Listen to this lineup.
All right.
Listen to this, and you explain to me. Okay, December 21st. The Warriors beat the Timberwolves 113-103 in Minnesota. Here's the Warriors starting lineup that game. Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Kyle Anderson. So, How'd they beat Minnesota with that team?
Well, come on.
Because Minnesota wasn't playing well.
But also, those aren't scrubs that you just went over. Outside of, you know what I mean.
Go.
Put some respect on Schroeder's name, Stoney. He was here.
But my point is the lineup is completely different.
Well,
there's a reason. 4 new starters.
Yeah, I got you, but I'm just saying Schroeder can play.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, just that's Trayce Jackson-Davis.
That was when we're getting the good version of him, and he was getting an opportunity. And don't be – that's tomorrow's show, the preview. But, Stoney, don't be shocked if we don't see him in this series.
We're going to see everybody at some point or the other, I'll bet.
Well,
I'm kind of with him,
I'll bet you the Warriors will use 12 players this series.
How many did they use in this series?
Probably 12.
11 and a half.
No, it's going to be more than that, actually.
Well, they had to in game five.
Yeah. Well, you got evidence right. Everybody got off the bench then. But, I can't wait. They're 4 games away. I can hear Myers now, Gouda. But they're really just 4 victories away from the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And that's what life's about. Like, how can you not be excited?
888-957-9570. Let's jump out to Jimmy in Dublin. What's up, Jimmy? How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys feeling on this Monday, man?
Man, a lot better that way after the victory, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just want to say this, man. This goes to a lot of the Warrior fans and just sports fans in general. Isn't it crazy how a week ago, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, man, Buddy Hield, man, he's trash.
Yeah,
I even heard somebody called in and used Stoney words. Buddy Hield needs to hit the pike.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Now what's going on? This guy is the best thing, in Oakland, since RIP Ricky Henderson. You know what I mean? I just don't like that though, man.
I hear you, Jimmy.
Like, people are going to have ups and downs. People are going to have ups and downs. Sometimes even more downs than ups, especially when you're not one of the greats or one of the elite players. But hey, man, give that dude his roses right now. And if he has a bad game coming up next game, which I'm not expecting to come out and shoot the same or even drop 25. But, hey, the Warriors' season would be done if he didn't do what he did. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Appreciate the call.
That's up your alley, Stoney, but it's part of life. People like you when you're up, man, and you got stuff going for yourself. They want to be around you. And then when you fall off per se, the people leave. They don't call, check on you. And Buddy was people were coming at him, and now he's the man. But don't let it get you mad, Jimmy. Just understand and enjoy it.
You don't. No, he doesn't have to. He can call out that kind of hypocritical behavior.
There's not a lot of safe spots for him. Listen,
the guys who were saying, oh, Buddy, he stinks.
We never did it. We were saying he was cold. What? Oh, you said a little something.
No, I didn't. Buddy Hield's been the same player he's been his whole career. He was more streaky this year than ever. No. His percentage was down, but he just won you a series, ladies and gentlemen.
That he did, man.
Without him in games, was it 3 and 4?
Man.
Man. Good for Buddy Hield, too.
No doubt.
I am with the last caller on that.
Yeah. He sounded like you.
Let's go to, hold on a sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. This from the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. When are you going to start talking about Kuminga? It's cute. It's funny. Not bad.
I do got to admit, though, Stoney, as soon as he checked in, I was like, this is an opportunity. You could say for what, Goo? Just to play your, you know, to put a stamp on an important game, man. And I guess the ask is just a lot if you follow what's been going on with him recently. So I wasn't even mad.
Adam's in Oakland. Hey, Adam, what's going on? Hey. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey. Going well, man.
Last night was awesome. And I got a couple things to say. One is, you know, we all keep second-guessing Steve Kerr, and he made a comment this week about, you know, it's playoffs, you just got to go with your instinct. And I myself was, like, just talking to my boys yesterday and saying, like, Steve, we just won 13 games in a row with Pods and Moody in the starting lineup. Why aren't we going that way? And I was completely wrong, and
Buddy.
Last night,
yeah.
And that loved it. And the other thing is with Jalen Green, you know, Dylan Brooks got run out on a rail from Memphis after talking about LeBron the way he did and poking the bear, and Jalen Green did the same thing. Dylan should have tapped him on the shoulder and said, "What are you doing, son?" Because I think Jalen Green
to see
his last game in a Houston uniform.
Yeah, I can't pretend to know what Houston's strategy is.
They're in the lottery next week, though, too. That could change a lot if somehow they win that.
Whose pick do they have?
I want to say, help me out.
I think it's the Sixers.
I think he's right.
Wow.
Man, is that big if somehow they can win the Cooper Flag sweepstakes?
No, that's San Antonio.
Well,
you can take that to the bank.
It's actually Utah. You see what they just did today.
What?
They just gave their head coach a 6-year extension.
See, some...
What? You questioning Danny Ainge. He's questioning Danny Ainge, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I questioned him when he gave Market in that bag. How does he repay you? Evan, I guess. Whatever, man. I would love to have that job. We don't expect nothing out of you, but here's your new contract.
Actually, he delivered.
He's done a really good job, actually.
Back-to-back lottery. That's what they wanted.
You guys...
Seriously.
I can't... Wow. But in regard to winning,
what's that?
He's coasted. Right?
That's not the goal there.
No, it isn't, Goo.
Dude, I am excited for the lottery. Good God, if Houston gets it, man. Yeah, Green's out of there. I told you. I'm telling you, Steiny.
Green's out of there.
Jalen, did you?
Goo, do you have insight into Houston?
No, I just, if I was a GM, he's their Kuminga. And I feel like they know they're that close.
We don't know.
They don't got time to wait, man. And if you can go get a Durant or a Giannis, Giannis is leaving Milwaukee. Put that in the cab. I don't know where. He's out. O-U-T.
All right. Green.
Green out of Houston.
Green's done in Houston.
And Giannis done in Milwaukee.
Giannis is done.
And I'm just reading the chessboard, man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And my few contacts I have. Now, why would you laugh?
You were just because.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the truth. Your few contacts.
Talk to two of them at the game Friday. Mm. Off the record. Yeah. Evan.
Was that the one who said we miss Wiggins?
Hey, no. I brought that. That was after maybe my... I had a few cocktails, Steiny. Mm. You needed them to get through that fourth quarter.
That's true.
They missed 14 to 15 shots.
Who did we have on last week that was talking about Jalen Green and said if
BG, Gelsheiler.
Yeah, if Houston thinks he's getting better and he's got room for growth, careful trading a 22-year-old.
Yeah, I think Guru's next boss also said that too, Myers.
Yeah. Boy.
Oh, that's right. That's actually who I'm thinking of.
Myers?
Yeah. He's the one who said it.
Yeah. I went suit shopping over the weekend.
You wore a suit Friday.
Yeah, but for my new job, Evan, my days are numbered here. Evan is starting.
I'll tell you what.
No, I'm really, come on.
If you got a job for an NBA team, I would continue working.
What's the guy from NBC Sports that went to Atlanta? What's my guy?
Careful.
Twins.
He's been fired.
Grant Liffman.
Oh, yeah, Grant. Grant, anything can happen.
Actually, I'm assuming he got fired. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
But
might have got lost in the purge.
Usually when there's a regime change.
I'd miss you guys, man. I really would. Hey, let's go.
Should have came by yesterday.
Stay right there.
Yeah, it was good. Really good. I asked, you know, I thought it needed salt, but it didn't.
Any prayer before the meal, Evan?
No.
What did you think?
Oh, it's the Johnsons. We got to hold hands.
Oh, you hold hands?
Oh, yeah.
We used to do that. Thanksgiving.
I forgot. We prayed to Buddy Hield.
Now that's, I'm going to give him a 4. You know what? I'm going to give you a 3 because that's what Buddy was hitting yesterday, 3s.
Yeah, we used to, my dad's family and on his side back in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'll tell you what, they like church. They like church a lot.
I know what it's not.
We'd hold hands and feel free to interject what you're thankful for.
I love it.
And,
nothing wrong with it.
Always made me a little gun shy. That's all.
What would you guys say is your overarching takeaways from the series? And first on the Warriors side, you know, kind of what did you? I know yesterday was big.
All right,
very emotional.
I'll go first, Evan.
But it is a long series. It felt like forever.
Right.
I thought Steiny was wrong when he talked about gas in the tank, and when you talk about looking at it through the prism of winning it all. I am concerned about the Petro, Steiny, the wear and tear. And why I'm trying to give you your flowers right now is I do believe that's why this series went 7 games, because a young upstart team, you know, had the birth certificate on the Warriors. So I can't wait to see if somehow they could pause the button on Father Time and show us that, you know, yeah, we went 7 games, goo, but we still got something left in the tank. So that was my big takeaway, just how big of a feat we're asking the Warriors to try to accomplish.
And That's essentially what I thought about the first round too. Is, I mean, honestly, this is why I watch basketball, because, you know, I think the Warriors have a long, long way to go, and a lot of people think they can go a long, long way. But there were times in that first series against the Rockets, you know, all throughout the series, not the whole series, but throughout the series, when I saw the Warriors and I'm thinking that they can't win it all. Like, man, it's going to be too hard for them to win it all. Now, if they go ahead and do it, I got to see how they do it, because it'll be incredible. But I did, you know, I saw a team, like, going into the playoffs, I was thinking, could they really do this? Could they really do this? And
yeah,
of course, there's still a chance they could do it. But after seeing the first round, you do get a glimpse of just how grueling it is and what the Warriors need their big three,
man,
to do for another series, then another.
There would be three more.
What about you?
Yeah.
What about you, E?
Well, since they got Jimmy, they've been really consistent, but there have been flashes of, like, the same Warriors team we'd kind of been seeing all year. And I feel like the end of the series opened our eyes to that possibility still being present,
man,
of them just kind of being a team that can lay an egg. And they were good enough to overcome Houston. Like, I mean, they don't win the series without Curry basically putting the team on his back in game three without Jimmy Butler. And now the question is, well, can you afford to have a stinker in any of the next rounds? Maybe they get by Minnesota, maybe they don't. But if you're going to keep playing this way, can you afford to have one or two stinkers in any playoff series? Because
right,
not many teams can sustain that.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, here's what I always said when the Warriors were at their peak with Durant. If you were playing the Warriors in a seven-game series and you had them one game, you had a shot at it, and you didn't get it, it was over. It was over. Because, and that's where I think about, obviously the big one is game one against Cleveland, when J.R. Smith messed it up.
Oh, but we were there.
The Cavaliers have a shot to win game one. They don't, and now you're like, now they got to beat them five times. Because they just blew, they should have won that game. Yeah. And that's where I do think it now works the other way a little bit, is, you know, the Warriors moving forward, they can't lose a game that they have, you know, kind of in control. And I don't think they did in this series. I don't think they lost a game where they had it under control and something happened in the last 2 or 3 minutes. But yeah, you can't give away games in the postseason, and I don't think the Warriors have at this point.
Right.
And I don't know that the Rockets did either. I mean, they had a shot at a game, but
to win,
I didn't come out of that game saying they should have won.
Well, real quick, I was also left feeling pretty good about the Warriors' chances in any future game that's close. Like a two-minute game, they really won all of them. Like the three games that were in the balance with 5 minutes to play, they won all of those games.
Yeah, and with the big three, Evan, that's how it should be.
Well, do you expect it to be that same way with Minnesota? I mean, that team went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, but if you ask me the pedigree question, Stoney, I think the advantage is the Warriors and Steph.
Well, it's going to be the Warriors and Steph against everybody. Every team they play in the postseason, you would think. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And when we be back, we'll take your calls on 95.7.
What would you guys say is your overarching takeaways from the series?
I thought Steiny was wrong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The way they cooked the books on sound.
It's been an eight-year theme.
Wow.
That was the first thing out of your mouth after I asked the question.
I know, but had you not listened to everything, you would think, wow. But you can't come between us, E. Well, we've never had a steak dinner, but I tried to. Do you dip it in anything? You got a sauce you put on it, E? Did you?
That's A1.
Oh, that's my go-to.
I'm sorry. We didn't have a lot of A1. It was at the end of the bottle.
Oh,
it
was, baby.
Yeah, Steiny took it all.
Oh, I'm getting hungry. Well, funded life.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors advance to round two with a win last night against the Houston Rockets.
It feels like there were 20 games. That's just the first.
Well, that's the funny thing.
Jesus!
Talking to Evan while we were hanging out, having a great time watching the game at my house. We just ruminated about how Wednesday's game felt like 4 months ago, right? And Friday's game felt like 2 months ago.
I don't like that. I don't like that. It ages you, man.
I'll tell you right now, though, this one's going to come fast. I mean, just think about it. By next Monday, we'll have tendencies and trends and everything.
I'm being positive.
Yeah.
It could almost be over too. Somebody were to get swept.
Yeah, either way.
Wow, just think about that.
Yeah.
Monday, wow.
Yeah, chances are, if everybody stays healthy, it's probably not going to be a short series. I mean, if both teams stay healthy, does anybody have it being a short series?
Let me read this to you, Steiny. What do Goo and Steiny think about keeping Pods in the starting lineup? He hasn't been as productive as we need him to be. What they don't understand is I'm still riding with Pods, Steiny. He was bad. But you don't have another alternative at the point. People don't get that.
Yeah, if you want to weigh in on text, you can do so at 888-957-9570. That, of course, is the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Let's go out to Ryan in Martinez. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys, love the show. I had three major takeaways from this series. The first one, given how young this team, this two-seed Rockets team is or was, playing with our food is something we cannot afford to do moving forward with our age. The second takeaway is rebounding. I think that because we played such a tough and accomplished rebounding team in this first round, I think that's going to bode well against, as we move on in the playoffs. And then the last one is I love Quentin Post. I absolutely love him. I love what he brings to the team. What I love even more is how Steve Kerr handled the Quentin Post minutes in Game 7 versus in Game 6. In Game 6, he stuck with him way too long, and I think that could have been what cost us that game. Getting some veteran presence in to get some rebounds with Kevon Looney, despite the fact that spacing is challenging. I think that getting off of Post, if he's not hot, is something that we need to do moving forward. And those are my three takeaways.
I appreciate it, Ryan. And then it becomes the question of, how much are you going to need the young guys to play to keep the veteran guys fresh? Wow. Not only throughout this series, but if they move along in this postseason. I agree, Post has gotten less effective as this series went on. Not unusual for a rookie. And I think the way you do it, if you're Steve Kerr, is now you do a complete reset. And what I mean by that is, I think at the end of that series, or right about now, let's say, or Game 7, Kurt made up his mind that he wasn't crazy about the way Moody was playing. He wasn't crazy about the way Post was playing. And they were on a short leash, And Kuminga also yesterday. Maybe Game 1... You got to give them all a shot again. I'm not saying play 13 guys if you need to, but I'm just saying you now start over. If Post couldn't have played late in that series, well, can he play early in the Minnesota series? Can Kuminga give you something early in the Minnesota series? Can Post and Moody give you something early in the series? Everything they give you early should help you later on if they're taking minutes away from some of the big boys, and yet you're still in the series.
Yeah, and every opponent brings its own, different problems and different matchups, man, and it's going to benefit different players, I believe.
Let's go to Chris in Vallejo. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, hey, man, I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice. Oh, man.
Yeah, so let me just share this with you. I was thinking about this because I've been watching this series forever, and it does feel like a long time since it was over. But, oh, my God, I feel these guys probably don't have a lot in the tank. God, I hope that's not the case, but they came out. I had my doubts yesterday. I'm coming clean here. But here's my idea. I really liked how the second team rallied and actually almost basically brought us back. And Pat Tillman and these guys here, this is my theory. I feel like we're again trying to take home field advantage. We got to take one of these games. So I'm thinking maybe this first one, we let the guys play the first quarter, see how it runs. And if they're showing, you know, signs of tiredness, maybe let that second unit come through. Pat Tillman, these guys don't have a lot of they have tape on them, but they're not really when they came in on Houston, they were scoring it almost at will. They were driving the ball, getting it to there, and there was no stops. And then they had to play this, you know, the first team again, and they were holding their own though. So my feeling is kind of like a relief team, you know, like a team that's gotten beat up as a baseball team bullpen, and it's like, you know what, we need Pablo or Crawford to pitch for us and just take one for the team. But let these guys, then they would get at least a break, you know, maybe 3-day rest, and then kind of bounce back. I don't know. That's just an idea.
No, I appreciate it, Chris. And
he meant Spencer.
Obviously meant Pat Spencer, yeah. But
rest in peace.
Yeah, I don't want Pat Tillman, RIP. Yeah. Pat Spencer's still with us, as far as I know. But not like he was a first-time caller, people. I want him to call back. He made a mistake. So what? So what? He was better than Moody last night.
Hey.
He was. He made a good point. Moody didn't have one.
Three.
That's a four.
So, no, there was something he was saying about... Oh, let me just ask you this from a practical standpoint, okay? The Warriors, they played the Memphis Grizzlies on a Wednesday. They won that game, so gotcha. They're in the playoffs.
Yep.
But Steve Kerr had kind of said, you know, if we hadn't beaten Memphis, we had a... play another game against Dallas on Friday. I was half joking about not even playing the starters game one against the Thunder. Well, this is the exact same position essentially, but maybe even a little tougher because they've just played four games in a row against the Rockets. So why would this be easier for Golden State? Other than Oklahoma City's better than Minnesota.
I'll just say it because I mean it, Stani. You're one round closer to your ultimate goal. Two, the game waits on no one. And three, you're in no position to trick games off or try to, you know, get too cute with it. And again, I've never been an NBA player. So from a stamina standpoint, I don't know what they're facing, but – you got to go out there and get it. You got to go deep within. And we hear all these great stories from the great ones when they stave off fatigue. So, Stani, there's no doubt in my mind you don't want to go out here tomorrow and get beat down by 25. Now, you could try your best and that could happen. But, man, they're right. It's over. To me, as far as if that's what it is and you have no gas, then we're about to watch Minnesota advance. I don't think that's the case.
But they're in a different, more. I'm not saying it's a lock, yeah. But this is the one. This is what Steve Kerr
is a nightmare.
The scenario that happened, that's happening with the Warriors, is the one scenario that he told his team he absolutely wanted to avoid going into the first round.
You did
because
that.
he thought that they'd have no chance with one day's rest against Oklahoma City. Now they've. You know, now they've played a whole seven-game series, and they have one-game rest versus Minnesota. I'm just saying, if he was worried about a possible matchup with Oklahoma City, the circumstances are exactly the same now with Minnesota tomorrow.
Okay, no doubt, but a little different, you know, in regard to the beginning of this Rockets series to where they played the game and got a couple days rest. So if you were to do that, Stani – is it going to be that great to where, dude, you got a game win. You got a game Thursday. So, you know what I mean? Like, And I know we would never know they're doing that or it would have to get ugly. But my point is, are you really going to be able to catch your breath the way these first four games are set up? I just think not.
Well.
So now you got two opponents, basically.
I mean.
No excuses, but that's what it is.
Well, but you're. Four I mean, for that to happen, they're going to have to play four close games, no matter who wins. Because if the Warriors are blowing out the Timberwolves, the Warriors will take their starters out. And if the Timberwolves are blowing out the Warriors are going to take their starters out. So maybe there's a couple blowouts in this series, like there was one against the Rockets, and you got rest for Steph and Draymond and Butler, and people would say, wait a minute, the Wednesday, we took those guys out and we lost Friday.
I was just going there.
Then you won Monday. So I don't know how it works where...
Well, you won Sunday, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it works with these guys and how they're going to be feeling tomorrow and then Wednesday. And that goes for Minnesota, too.
But these, we talk about pedigree, Stani, and in that, I guess for me, my formula is you find how to dig deep within and overcome the fatigue. And they've never done it at this age, but here we go.
The other thing is, the Warriors, one thing they never seem to do, and this wouldn't, I don't know if anybody's got info on, have they ever been down 2-0 in a series? Have they ever been down 2-0 in a series? They always get a split on the road, it seems like.
Let's see. Zach. The Kings, but they've never not won a road game.
Okay, so
they won game seven in Sacramento.
Okay, so they're at SAC. They won two. They came back here and won two. Barnes missed, so it went 2-3-2 essentially.
Yes,
two wins.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry, and then
SAC.
Yeah,
was
they didn't
two?
Take a road game from the Lakers.
Wow,
I didn't realize that.
Good Lord,
feels like they always.
Man, Mike Brown.
Let's go to how about Bill in Pleasanton? Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey,
doing
hey.
Well.
Oh, good. I just got a couple of quick points. Nobody seemed to be mentioning. First and foremost, the Warriors is a class act. Great team. They play basketball. I think it's a shame that we have to play two teams at a time, the basketball team that we're playing and the officials. The officials are not calling fouls when they should, and that's frustrating for us. When is it okay for Brooks to foul Curry, hold on to him, tug on him all through the game? The officials are right there, not calling fouls, and Curry, mild-mannered Curry, is just shines it on, holds it up, say, hey, well, what about this? What about that? I mean, because of that, we still come out on top. We have to play two teams, the basketball team and the officials. It seems that the officials need to be officiated too, so.
And yet the Warriors won a physical series.
I'll let you handle that, Snotty.
There's nothing to handle.
He didn't like it.
The reffing... The officiating was fine in this series.
Hey, I gave you a stat earlier.
As far
early.
As I'm concerned.
It and didn't floor
the,
you, huh?
Real quick, the officiating has been consistent throughout the playoffs, up and down. Doesn't mean those are easy games to ref. They're not. But this whole myth about, physicality and the Warriors, they can't.
It worked to their advantage yesterday.
Yes, they can. What were you going to say?
No, I gave you a stat earlier. And like I said, it was in regard to Steph Curry. And again, the Warriors won the series, and that's all that matters. And Buddy had his day. It'll never go away. But Stani, a 37-year-old Steph Curry leading this team in a 7-game series, points, assists, and rebounds. Again, they won it, but I guess that's not how you want it, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Seriously. I mean,
well, we got pounded on the glass, that we know,
right.
But to the point where it didn't cost us. But I mean, your man's doing it all. That's what I guess just the gravity of that. Like, I would expect, you know, him not especially to lead in rebounds. I know there's a lot of threes taken.
I should get the rebounding. Call me crazy.
And point, just everything.
Because the big guys are going for rebounds with Şengün and Adams. So it's hard for those guys. It's going to be harder for those guys to get rebounds. But for a guard who can slip into some cracks, slip into some alleys. Yeah, I mean, it's an unusual stat for sure, but I don't take any big picture thing out of it. Other than the Warriors struggled to rebound against the Rockets.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens against the Minnesota
Timberwolves. Did you hear Draymond say he gained, I can't say the word, a bunch of respect for the Rockets?
Oh, I'm sure they're relieved.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, well, he better.
Yeah. No doubt, that's all I'm saying.
Pushed him to 7.
Man.
Yeah. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland? Not the same one.
Nah, he's never done that.
Filmo Mike.
Yeah, there he is.
Go to Filmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Filmo? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm good. Happy about the win. And this is to all the...
What happened?
It's all right. It's okay.
That's my bad.
Oh.
It's fine.
You got your mic? Call back.
Yeah, call back, Mike.
You talk about panic. I don't want to blow Mike out. You talk about panic after Friday's game.
Okay.
Oh, Mike texts me. He's a real one, Stoney. He was worried, too.
Worried's fine.
Yeah. And how did we get into it
because
earlier?
You tried
to set me up.
You know, being worried about a game seven is absolutely, positively normal. But saying we have no chance in a game seven,
that's not what
I take offense to.
And nobody said that.
And you did.
Game five. Stop it now.
You
game
did.
Game five and six.
Stoney, I thought we were done. Let's go. Hey, let's get some.
I wish I had a red challenge flag.
Hey, you know what? How about an oldie but a goodie?
Who we got? Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead. This is an oldie but a goodie.
Skinny Bob.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. Sacramento.
I forget.
Let's go to Javier.
Yeah, our man.
Oh, no, shoot. Vacaville.
Oh, man. Javi. I would have got
bad,
it.
My bad, Javi.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
How you doing, Mr. Simons, Mr. Johnson?
What's up,
man? Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Javi.
Please don't correlate my name to Sacramento. I'm from the North Bay.
All right.
Born in Vallejo. Raised in Vacaville. Played four basketball on Fairfield. But I'm North Bay. Don't Sacramento, not Javier.
Okay, we got you, baby. Okay.
So,
if you talk about it anymore, I'm hanging up on you. My bad.
Perfect. So the question I want to present to you and the fans is, man, I know J.K., found his way out of the rotation. A great win yesterday. You know, love to see Hill going for 33, showing his worth. You know, Curry didn't do a whole lot in the first half, still got the dub, you know, up by 20 late in the fourth. End the series, close them out, and send the Rockets packing, get them crying. JK against AE, Anthony Edwards, how do you guys feel? Because I don't know any guy on the Warriors athletically that could cover him, like whether it's Moody, Pajemski, Draymond, along the two. I mean, he's a good player.
What about?
I think.
Javi, what about Peyton, real quick?
I just don't think he's long enough. Like, I think he's 6'2", 2.5". Anthony Edwards about 6'7", 6'8". And not so much about can Peyton do it when Peyton needs to take a blow to go get, you know, a quick spell, needs to get some water. You know, who you put, because again, he is their difference maker. If you can have the DiVincenzos and the Randles and Gobert, and even the McDaniels of the world, like, obviously McDaniels is a key centerpiece what they're doing offensively, at least as of late. But they run everything through Edwards. You've got to have somebody you know can at least limit him to 25 or less. Because if he goes averaging 30 for the series, I think we're done in six. And I'm not going to be negative. It's a great win. But we just got to find a way, like today, game one's tomorrow. You've got to involve him. I don't know who else you'd presume. I mean, I don't know. Kevin.
No, Javi, that's fair. I mean, who's going to guard Anthony Edwards? It's a fair question.
But it's one of those, Donnie. You could come at it a different way. Let him get his and kind of keep others in check. However, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So is he going to involve others, or is he going to go for 40 and nobody else doing nothing, and the Warriors will take that all day? But I'm with you. The assignment to start would be Moody, Gary Payton. And they guarded him before, so it's not like they're not familiar with him. But again, and you got Butler. We'll probably see Butler on him too.
Let's go to Filmo. Film on Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, yo, yo. Now, I was just saying, man, hey, big shout out to everybody that really watched basketball, because, and shout out to Buddy Hield, but the thing is, it's like, a lot of people was trying to say, like, they were saying, like, he don't play D. Buddy Hield been playing D since, like, December.
Yeah.
Like, I've been watching it. He's been playing D. So, like, people need to, like, qualm that narrative. And then also, I don't like how, like, Warrior fans, like, a lot of them are kind of weird. Like, when like, you know, JK fans. No, seriously, JK fans, when he do good, they want to call in and, like, hop on a bandwagon. And then when, like, Mike, I'm glad y'all got the crossover coming next, because Mark Willard like to just hate on JK, but then he like to say, oh, I'm a Warrior fan. Come on, bro. Like, stop trying to, like, prove your narrative just because a player did bad. If the Warriors win, I'm happy. If JK do good or bad and the Warriors win, I'm ecstatic. Mm. Stop trying to, like, paint a narrative for people to be like, oh, see, he can't play. He only got 2 minutes. Like, how are you supposed to get some rhythm? Kuminga seemed like a rhythm type of player to me. So, like, all the people that be hating on Jinsky, Kuminga, Moody. Now, Post, I don't know why the hell Kirby trusting Post the way he trusts him. He ain't no trusted agent. I'll get him out the game. But everybody else, it's no reason for people to be trying to, like, hate on somebody and happy when they don't succeed. I thought you were a Warrior fan.
Mm.
So, man.
Oh, I like that, Mike. Saying, I hear you.
I feel you, Mike. You know, voicing some of the same frustrations I have with some fans, not all. I mean, you know, I go way back with Warrior fans, old school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I know there was no Jimmy Butler, but let me read this to you. Edwards numbers against the Warriors, Donnie, 4 games this year, 30, 27, 19, and 28.
Okay.
So we know what he is, and I think they got multiple candidates, but can you just keep them under control?
As for, you know, could Kuminga?
I mean, if I was coaching Stoney,
what
he'd get some minutes guarding him. Just
well, the other thing I'd worry about is Edwards being able to pick up 2 quick ones right off the bat on Kuminga. He's really hard to guard.
But I think I would be doing that more to spell others. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean,
not that I want Kuminga to pick up the fouls, but kind of knowing. You know, you ain't starting and when you ain't playing 30 minutes or 28 minutes a game.
Yeah, we'll get into all that tomorrow.
Exciting, man.
We got to go. All right, coming up next is the crossover with Willard and Dibs. Game 1 tomorrow night, 6:30. Warriors live at 5:30. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Bow, bow, bow.